What does this partnership mean for Madefire?
Well, you can imagine it means a hell of a lot. In fact, one of the first things we did when we were funded at Madefire and started making an audacious plan to take over the world was think about, well, where are the biggest creator communities in the world? And Liam has been on DeviantArt for an age, and he said, well, of course, DeviantArt. So we put it on the list and then went, well, we didn't know how to go about approaching DeviantArt, so we'll get to that later. But yeah, it's a big deal because we're all about creator first and empowering the next wave of storytelling, and DA is the largest creative community in the world. So for us, adoption-wise, it's huge.
All right, so we'll flip that question on its head. What does this partnership mean for DeviantArt?
Well, for DeviantArt, this is a direction that we've been trying to go in for about 4.5 years. Our community has been craving the best possible solution for being able to tell their stories. And you wouldn't believe how difficult that ride has been for us to find the right solution and the right partner. And so when we found Madefire, we were beside ourselves with joy and happiness that search was over. For us, it means that our members at a large scale will be able to surface their stories and put a beautiful, look to them that really is in tune with kind of the next wave of storytelling.
Okay, so I've seen the way Madefire works, and it's not that it's an overtly complicated process. It's very similar to, learning Flash or whatnot. How will both of you guys be facilitating this process to getting these artists familiar with the software?
Patrick, so in terms of making stuff with Madefire, you've seen a fair bit of the tool, and we've tried to build something that's very easy to do, a simple page reading experience or something a lot more immersive. So I think we've got like a 30-second page build, where you can just do something very simple, because great stories can be anywhere in that spectrum. But for us launching, Madefire-wise, we've really focused on trying to push the envelope in terms of the reading grammar, but you can use the tool to do much, much simpler things as well. So
as far as your long-term goals with this partnership, what are you guys aiming to do? Like, you said earlier, joking around, that, you had that goal of world domination. Well, I mean, practically, like, what are you guys really looking to accomplish?
On our end, Madefire-wise, we always hoped that we could get behind new material, behind the new stories. There's not enough new stories and new properties and new characters in the world. And it's been a bit stifled by, I think, a lot of the print business models and routes to market, the cost of going to market. And the web and mobile has basically obviously democratized all of that. DeviantArt champions the lot, this incredible creative community. The depth of talent in there is insane. So for me, the goal is to get people's stories out and into people's hands, and in simple terms. And that's from a Madefire perspective, but it's a very shared mission, I think.
It's simply to empower the next generation of storytellers, I think is a summary. I mean, our community has been asking for this sort of capability for quite some time. I think that this day of announcement will be a day of elation for our members. I mean, I think people are going to really, really lose their minds. There's so many storytellers, and they'll be stoked that they can finally, put an exceptional sort of a face to their work. The tool really goes far above and beyond in letting our members tell their stories.
Okay, as far as the Madefire library, I mean, you guys have a bunch of diverse titles, some great writers and artists and whatnot, but I mean, it hasn't been as frequently updated over like the past couple of months as, I don't know, as much as you would like, or just in general. Is this partnership, so to speak, with DeviantArt going to change that? Are you guys going to have a ton more content, or how do you guys expect this is going to change in the short term, your library?
So what we've been doing at Madefire is, as we were weekly episodes up until Christmas, pretty much, and then since then we've been either weekly or fortnightly, depending on the routine. We've been really focused on working on the tool, so we've had to put some resources a bit more towards making sure the tool's ready for public beta, and also just working with a wider set of creators. so we've done slightly less with really high end. You know, we've been incredibly lucky to be able to work with some of the best graphic novel and comic guys, as you know, and that continues. But we really always planned that it would be broader than, you know, just the Dave Gibbons and the Bill Sienkiewicz's and the Liam Sharps of this world. And that's made, you know, we've had to come into this year and make sure we broaden the remit. So yeah, we've probably done a bit less, probably one every week and a half or something. But yeah, it's about opening the platform up now. We've just been honing the process, really. We've learned a lot publishing this material and burning down any of the tool barriers and getting lettering optimized, all that jazz. So yeah, it's just been about just slowing down a touch and focusing on the processes.
All right, so as far as final thoughts, anything that you guys want to add that we haven't discussed yet?
I'd love to say that the lead creative who works with Angela all the time was up here yesterday. Ron was here, and he was doing a talk about that. And Angela, I know, has done the same talk many times about the creator and audience divide. Or, you know, where a creator starts and an audience starts, where one finishes anyway, about blurring that divide between someone creating and someone reading or someone feeding back, the fan ecosystem. And Azure can talk much better about this than me, but Ron came up and just opened our eyes yesterday again to how many people are on DA and how they engage with stories and properties. And don't just read and digest, they feedback, they encourage, they add, and they story build, and they world build. And to me, that to us, that's just an incredible paradigm shift in the way of thinking of storytelling, you know, where that divide is now totally broken down. I can't tell you where that will go exactly, but I think that it will change the way, let's say, comic books, graphic novels, kids' books, and that sort of stuff, you know, kind of think about it being a one-way street